Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life. And he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. This is my 7th year anniversary, and the reason why I'm here is because all of you tune in from all over the world, and I love you so much because I know you have options, and I'm glad that you're here with me tonight on Max and Friends. So we're going to go down like memory lane in just a little bit, but before we do that, we have a sensational guest on tonight. The book is even more scrumptious because it is just it's one of those reads. Summer is here. I'm in Florida, so summer's here every day. But no matter where you are, whether it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, grab this book. I'm going to let you know about it in a moment, and my guest. But you're going to want to grab this book, and you're going to want to read it no matter where you are, because it is so delicious. Like my guest who will be joining me shortly, Leah Black. Yes, you all remember Leah Black. She's divine, and she's going to be here with us in a moment. We're going to talk about life, the book, housewives. We're going to talk about something on Twitter, too, and we're also going to talk about all the wonderful things going on with the book and what Leah's up to. You know, she's got so many lines going. She's got handbags, jewelry, cosmetics. If you want to be an entrepreneur, listeners, this woman will give you advice on how to be who you want to be. She knows how to brand. She is a brand, and she will really inspire you. So Leah Black is going to be with us momentarily. Sean Scott is back tonight with Straight Up on Max and Friends, and we got a lot to talk about with Hot Topics. You know, I haven't been here in 2 weeks. I took a vacation because I need one. We need to take some rest for ourselves in life, don't we? But in all honesty, tonight is just going to be a fun show. We have great things going on. Tweet me at Max Tucci, because if you have any questions for Leah, we might say them on the air. Just please don't call in tonight, because we've got, you know, I got to do things a little bit differently now that Max and Friends is in the 7th year. So our phone lines are not open, but tweet me at Max Tucci, and we will definitely work on getting your tweet on the air. But let's just for a moment, just for the sake of love and laughter and life, let's go back. Ronnie, let's go back 7 years. Now, mind you all, I had no idea what I was doing. Zero idea. I got a call. Do you want to do the show? Let's do this. Got on air. I called at the time Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder. And I said, listen, because Daryl and I were doing a cooking show. He was Chocolate Thunder. I was White Lightning, godfather of the NBA. The first one to break the backboards. That's who I'm talking about. And I said, Daryl, do you want to be my first guest on Max and Friends? And he's like, let's do it. I was like, all right. And then I called my friend Emily Zerbst. At the time, Emily was the number one car vendor for Aston Martins. Young. She was like 20-something years old. Sold the most Aston Martins in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I said, let's do a show called To The Max. I want to take life to the max, which is how I live. Every single day, life to the max. No regrets, no mistakes, only lessons learned. And so we were talking about luxury, and we were talking about all the divine things, okay, of the world. And then there was this beautiful recession. Not that beautiful for some, but for others. And what it did was there was this awakening. I really believe that there was this big awakening that happened. And we went from the material to the inspirational. 7 years later, we're where we are. I was never concerned about numbers and how popular our show was, because when I was getting tweets, international tweets, on how people love the show, I knew I was where I was exactly supposed to be, and that's behind this mic on Max and Friends. So for memory's sake, and to go down that little beautiful road of memory lane, and I have to just say thank you to all of my guests. This is like a bittersweet moment, so bear with me. I have had so many wonderful guests. Over 600 guests, I think we've determined. It's been that wild of a journey. And Oprah once said, your life is big, keep reaching. And that's what I do. and I inspire you all to do. And that's why it's Max and Friends now, because we are all connected and we all are here to inspire one another. So for memory lane's sake, we're going to go down that journey right now. We're going to play the original Max and Friends 7 years ago, May 4th. Do the math on the year, and then we're going to play you some songs, and then Leah Black is going to be here, and we're going to talk about red carpets and white lies on Max and Friends. Memory Lane, original to the max. Hit it, Ronnie.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Max, my first radio show broadcasting on BBSTalkRadio.com. And this is a show that I'm bringing to you because I feel that it's kind of a necessary show, because I know that life is hectic and why waste time not knowing the places to be, what to be seen in, what to talk about, what restaurants to go to, what to eat, where to eat, what to watch, what to wear, what hotel to stay in, what to make for dinner. This show is going to deal with whatever you want to know and whatever you want to talk about, like vacations in Italy, weekends in London, dinner in Boston, New York, clubbing in LA, chilling in Dubai, shopping in Paris, headline stories, health, charities, politics, my favorite things. To the Max is a show that I've got for you. It's a Rolodex of context, friends, and thoughts that I want to share with you so you can be inspired and take life to the max. So I'm really excited. Tonight is my first show, and I'm actually broadcasting it live out of my house. So it's kind of really cool that we're doing this. And I encourage you to call in. The number is 818-602-4498.
Oh, my gosh. That was the first Max and Friends when it was on BBS Talk Radio. I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. And as the show grew, so did the network, so did the listeners, and so did everyone's attraction to the app, all the different outlets you could hear this. Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio has grown to such a beautiful platform. So thank you. Namaste, everyone. I honestly, truly love you all, because it's because of you that I do this. And just to go back, I know I was reading a script that was prepared for me, and it was so unnatural. I feel like Oprah with her Jerry Curl when she did her first show in Chicago. But anyway, I love the song Naughty Girls Need Love Too by Samantha Fox. So before Leah joins us, all girls need love too. So why not naughty girls? Because that's what these housewives are, some of them. But we're going to talk about it because it's all in Leah's book. Red Carpets and White Lies on Max and Friends next. But right now, Naughty Girls Need Love.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too. Never.
the LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Naughty Girls Need Love 2, Samantha Fox. Hey, Meganella, thank you so much for being my number one Twitter fan and my support. I love you and thanks for tuning in for all these years. Welcome back to Twitter, girl. Well, speaking of welcoming for the first time to Max and Friends, you all know Leah Black, and you all know that I write for her blog, which is Leah Black Inc., because we met at a wonderful red carpet event, because Leah's known for her red carpet events. And let me tell you, if you haven't been to a Leah Black party, then you haven't been to a party. So if y'all can't go to the party, then we're going to bring the party to you tonight here on Max and Friends with my guest and my friend, author, reality star, entrepreneur, inspiration, Leah Black. Welcome back. Welcome for the first time, Leah. Pull up your mic.
Hi. Congratulations on 7 years.
Thank you. It's like that 7-year itch. I'm going to keep going. But I say welcome back because I feel like, you know, we just saw each other yesterday at your book signing for your amazing book. So, but it's your first time here. So welcome to Max and Friends.
Oh, my God, I'm loving it. I've been listening. I love it. It's fabulous. You're fabulous. It's going
to
be fun.
It is going to be fun, just like you and all, the million things you're doing. But before we get into all of that, let's get into the newest. I think this has really become a passion. I see how passionate you are when you do these book signings. Let's talk about your book, because that's what people want to hear. Red Carpets and White Lies by Leah Black. Let's talk about the book, Leah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what do you want to know?
I want to know everything. Who's who in the book? Who inspired you?
Well, who's who is a big secret. I'm going to be like the deep throat person that never reveals that. And everyone can speculate who they think who is who. Because, you know, I do live in Los Angeles and Miami, and I do need to be able to maintain my residence here. Out of town, so I'll keep that kind of quiet. If they like who they are, they can say, I think that's me. And if they don't like who they are, they can say, oh, that's not me. And, you know, like Truman Capote used to say, everyone wanted to brag that they were in his book, even if they didn't look good, and complain if they weren't. So there you go. Can't keep everybody happy.
You can't keep everything happy, but what you can keep happy is your pen. So where were you when you decided, I'm going to write a book, and what was like the first thing that came to your mind to write about?
I was at a restaurant in Los Angeles, and someone said to me that at a dinner party, you know, should write a Jackie Collins-esque type book about Miami. Because, you know, I'm kind of involved in a lot of stuff here. I know a lot of people. My husband's a criminal defense attorney. Kind of know where a lot of bodies are buried. Know a lot of things. And I said to myself, you know what? I've been writing my whole life. I've written for lifestyle magazines and blogs and my own Leah Black Inc. Blog, and I've written for the Huffington Post. I've written interviewed people for magazines from, I mean, really, Ted Kennedy, all sorts of interesting people over the years. And, you know, I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to write that book and see what happens. So I started writing, and then I wrote it. And then when I finished it, my husband read part of it and said, you know, you better camouflage some of these people a little bit more because it's too obvious.
The lawyer.
The lawyer. So I kind of camouflaged them a little more, and I handed it off to an agent that I had met through a friend of mine. And, you know, she took it to the publishers, and there were two or three publishers that wanted the book. And one of them said, we don't just want this book. We want this one plus two more. And I said, well, you know what? I'll do it. I'll do it. Why not? That's what happened.
And so now you've accomplished this great book. People are loving it. I see the responses, not only the responses, but you have Perez Hilton, Lance Bass. You have other housewives. You have so many people who love the book, who gave you their little quotes for the back of the book and the jacket of the book. How did it feel to get the response, the great response that you're getting?
That was really gave me a lot of confidence because, you know, it's my first novel. It's sort of scandalous and juicy and camouflaged characters and composites of characters. And, you know, it's highs and lows and ups and downs. And it's very sarcastic and it's hilarious in parts and it's fabulous. It's got all these things in it. But you never know when you're so close to something how it really comes together. But then when I started getting, like, you know, I mean, Dave Barry, he's a Pulitzer Prize winner and a bestseller many times over New York Times. He gave me a raving rating review. And then Paul Levine, who's also a major author, gave me, he said it was a cross between Truman Capote's Answered Prayers and Tom Wolfe's Bonfire of the Vanities. I mean, he says that about my book. And then, you know, Perez Hilton was bragging, and Heather McDonald, and you know, one of the funnier ones was when I did Ross Matthews. You guys know Ross Matthews. I mean, he's just so hilarious. He had his own show on E! He's on Chelsea lately forever. And he said, you know, it's a blend of scandal parties and shady people, a whole lot of LOLs. It's a lot like being at a real-life Hollywood party. And, I mean, I just kept getting really good reviews. OK Magazine, the Miami Herald, I mean, on and on. And so I thought, you know, maybe this book is really good, but I'm so close to it. How would I know? And then all of a sudden, Amazon sold out, and then, you know, my first two book signings sold out, and now it's not even released yet. It's coming out May 5th in Barnes & Noble, and Amazon's got another order coming in, and I don't know. I'm hoping it does well. We'll see. I need everyone to go buy it, read it, and comment on it at Amazon and tell me what they think.
Absolutely. And speaking of all the greatness, you're like on this massive tour, Miami, New York, Los Angeles. So if you're just joining us right now for the first time, this is your host, Max Tucci. You're listening to Max and Friends. My guest tonight is Leah Black. Her book, which is called Red Carpets and White Lies, go right now to Amazon.com. Get the book. If you're going to be in New York or L.A., Leah, tell us your dates that you're going to be doing your book signing.
I'll be in New Jersey on May 12th in Ridgewood at Bookends, and I think that's at 7 o'clock. And then I'm at Barnes & Noble at 6 o'clock the next day, May 13th. And then I'll be in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard. There's a fabulous bookstore called Bookends. And so what is it? Wait, okay. Book Soup. That's, yeah. And so I'm going to be there. And that's right in my neighborhood. It's right down the hill from my house. So I think that'll be a fun party June 4th. And I'm going to have an after party. I think maybe at one of Lisa's places, or I don't know, somewhere far, even maybe in my house. Who knows? But it's just going to be fun. And I'm hoping there are so many people, they have to send the police and the National Guard to keep the crowds down.
Rioting, no looting and no rioting. But for more information, everyone, you can, of course, if you're not following Leah by now on Twitter, shame on you. Go to Twitter right now. At Leah Black Miami is on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and YouTube. Now, Leah, besides this fabulous book that you've written, you have two more in the works. You're like this powerhouse woman that appeared on our TV screens. America fell in love with you. And then you have like this Leah Black beauty, jewelry, and skincare. You have handbags. You have the book. You have charity. When do you have time to be Leah Black?
Well, remember, I had the sudden youth skincare, sudden S-U-D-D-E-N, sudden youth, like you suddenly get youthful. I've had that since the 80s. So that's kind of on autopilot, and I just promote it, and I don't even have to. People try it, they use it, they get results within 20 minutes. They see their skin's tighter, their pores are smaller, it's lifted, it's toned, it's firmed, it's tightened. They just, you get 10 treatments for $95. So that's just automatically those orders come in. And then I've had, you know, over the years, 400 other products. I have about 400 and something now. So after 20 years of being in the beauty business, you know, the skincare and the costume jewelry and the handbags, that business is really, it's easy for me. I promote it and I market it, but it's easy. I've done everything from HSN to infomercials. Well, I did an infomercial with Joan Collins in Europe. I mean, I've just promoted that product for so long that those orders just come in on my website, theworldofleahblack.com or suddennews.com or whatever it is. So that's kind of easy. And then I've done the charity for 20 years. That's probably the hardest thing that I do. Mm-hmm. And that's the tough one. And 4 to 5 out of the year, months out of the year, literally a year's sway to that. So that's the really tough one. And the book is kind of a guilty pleasure. You know, that's just something that I like to do. Actually, I wrote Red Carpets and White Lies on my BlackBerry, believe it or not. And I would write all the time, and I would just forward stuff to my office. I just write and forward, write and forward, write and forward, and then look at it all done. I put it all together. But so that really wasn't that big deal. And then the show, when the show was on, you know, that's about 4 to 5 months of high drama, stress, a lot of scheduling, a lot of traveling. You know, that's another one that's draining. But the book and the skincare and the jewelry and all that is kind of a breeze for me.
Well, that's so much fun. We just had a great tweet from Megan Ellis. She just tweeted you. Just went to Amazon and ordered Leah Black Miami book, Red Carpets and White Lies. Can't wait to read it. Megan Ellis, thank you so much for going to that. You see how fabulous my listeners are?
They tune in. I love your audience. I'm hoping after everyone reads it, they'll go on and comment, because I really do want to have raw opinions of what everybody thinks. You know, I'd like to really know what people think about the book.
Absolutely.
Even if it's an insult, I like to know. I find it fascinating how people interpret things, you know? So I'm
and what's beautiful, what's so beautiful about people's perception is it really helps in the next two books you have, because you can see what characters to keep, which ones to kill off, which ones to really have fun with.
Which ones to revenge, the ones to get revenge. You know, I have this amazing Hollywood producer, Broadway producer that is seriously thinking about trying to figure out a way to make it into a Broadway play. So, listen, I don't know. It's one of those things that's fun, and if I only sell 5 books, I had fun with it, and if I sell 5 million books or more than the Bible, then I had more fun with it. If it made it to Broadway, it'd just be like, shoot me, I call 911 for oxygen. And if it never did anything, I would still say that it was fun doing it, and I'm glad I did it. So I'm just kind of putting it in the hands of the universe and seeing how it falls.
What's so beautiful is that when you surrender it to the universe rises up to meet you. And it's happening because someone literally just went on to Amazon and bought the book. So clearly it's
exactly.
You. It's meant for you.
This was one of the easiest projects I've really ever done, because I wrote the book. And then I got the agent. Who knew I could even get an agent? Then I got the publisher. Who knew? Then they asked for 3 books. Who knew? And then we've been selling out every time I show up. So it's really kind of one of those things that, like, maybe this is meant to be. Maybe this is kind of what I should be spending my time on instead of some of the other things I spend my time on. You know, I don't know. I'll see how it unfolds. You know, I don't get attached to things. It's like, I live in a very materialistic world. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not going to apologize for that. But I'm not attached to everything. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like I can let it go and still be happy. And that's how I feel about the book. Let's see what happens.
And you know what's so beautiful, too? Out of all of these wonderful things that you do, you're also a mother. And yesterday I saw the interaction with you and your mother, you and your son. The two of you have such a beautiful, like, relationship. It was just so, like, refreshing to see, like, real, like, a real mother and son interact and just have love for each other.
Well, you're like that with your mom. When I met your mom when I had my handbag show in Boca and you and your mom showed up, I remembered when your mom left thinking, oh my God, I hope my son grows up to have as much admiration and respect for me as you did for your mom. I remember that. It really touched me, you know? And when my son started asking questions, you know, when I did the Q&A, he raised his hand. I was holding my breath like, oh, my God, should I call on him? Because out of the mouth of babes, I mean, who knew what he was going to say? And
right.
I was just impressed by his questions and really the sincerity of them and the originality of them. I mean, I didn't even know he was following about this book, paying attention about this book. I just dragged him along because it was Saturday. It was the weekend. We wanted to spend a day together. I figured I'll do my book signing. We'll have lunch and I'll spend the day with my kid. And he raised his hand and started asking questions. I was like, I really was just shocked by it. And then, second question, go ahead.
No, I was saying, you know what's so beautiful? We have a text message here, a tweet. I'm sorry. It comes up on my phone like a text, but it's a tweet. And the tweet says, How was it for your son to be on air when it's just not something he wanted to sign up for? Well, we don't know if it's what he wanted to or not, but how was it for your son to be on air?
Oh, tag me on these tweets. I love to answer them all individually. I'm at Leah Black Miami. Well, I'll tell you this. My son in the beginning was mesmerized because he had taken a little film class at Universal Studio, and he'd taken little acting classes at UCLA because, you know, in the summer we were in Los Angeles, and he was like mesmerized in the cameras and how to edit and talking to producers wearing a headset. And after about 10 minutes of it, he was kind of done. And, you know, he didn't really care about it. He never watched the show. We filmed his birthday party, and he goes, "Mom, you can film it. Just don't embarrass my friends." And I really didn't have him in the show more than just kind of the background and a couple of his birthday parties. And but he really had a very little presence. When I took him to Texas for his birthday in his cowboy hats and his cowboy boots and all of that, you know, he was just a little bit in it, but not so much. And I didn't really want him in it that much, and he didn't care to be in it. And, you know, you're protective when he's 12 at the time and braces and, you know, who knows what they're going to say. So I did not let him participate that much, nor did he want to. But I see these people that really exploit their children for storylines or to be on television or for content, and I'm really kind of opposed to that because I think that, you know, I can honestly say after 4 years and three seasons, my son's 13 now, just turned 14, in 5 years he can go back and look at the entire series from day one till the final reunion, and I never once did or said anything that I think would embarrass my son or make him have any less respect for me. I'm not so sure that a lot of people in these reality shows can say that.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful thing. It was conscious decision that you made to protect your child. I think that's beautiful. So cool. Yeah. Now, Leah Black, if you're just joining us for the first time, everyone, Leah Black is here. Her book, Red Carpets and White Lies, go to Amazon right now and get it. If you're in New York or LA, follow wherever in this world, follow Leah on Twitter. See where she's going to be. She might be in a neighborhood near you to do a book signing for Red Carpets and White Lies.
New York and LA. I hope you're there.
And that's just for now. But Leah, I have a great new co-host that joins me named Sean Scott, and he's bringing in a whole new audience of really cool people. So I promised him tonight that I would let him do a fire round of questions with you. But before we get that, and they're fun. But before we get to that, I want to ask you a quick question that I'm starting to do now on the show, and I love the responses that I'm getting. So the question that I'm asking now is, if you could tell yourself something 20 years ago, what would you tell yourself that you didn't know that you know now?
You know that there are hard ways to do things and there are easy ways to do things, and you can learn things the hard way or you can learn things the easy way. And sometimes I think I made it harder on myself and put a lot more effort and struggle into things that would have ultimately turned out the way they turned out anyway without all that stress and struggle. And that would probably be the one thing I might let go of a little bit.
It's not good to realize that's growth, right? Isn't that beautiful? It's like that beautiful flower.
Right.
When the flower finally opens, you're like, I get it. I get it.
All right. Like, well, where would I also?
Right?
It's like they stay with your kids. Now, you can tell them, but until they see for themselves, and I think sometimes you just have to go through the eye of the needle and get through the other side of it to really see it for yourself, you know?
That's the truth. I love what a beautiful quote. Well, I'm going to get the transcript of this and we're going to tweet that later. But Sean Scott, I know you're here because you're chilling in the studio, Mr. Sean Scott. And this is your first time ever interviewing a celebrity. So welcome to this new segment on Max and Friends, Sean Scott.
Hey, Max Tucci. Hi, Leah Black. How's it going?
Hi, I'm just so honored I was called a celebrity. Who knew?
A-list, nonetheless.
I'm sitting here looking like someone who'd be living on the streets right now.
Oh, girl, you and me both. I'm all decked out in my sweatpants, and I'm just loving it. But Sean Scott, let's do this fire round, because I know that you've been looking on Twitter, because I asked you to go see what's happening. And there's been some interesting conversation. Now, Leah, you might have to confirm it or deny it, but we heard through the grapevine somewhere down the line that you might be going to do Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't know, Sean Scott. Ask her away.
You have we're just going to do real quick fire round. You have a residence in Beverly Hills, no?
Yeah, I live there almost half the time, yeah.
Okay, so would you ever consider doing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I think the question would be, would they ever consider asking me to?
All right.
You know, I love LA, I love Beverly Hills, and I love the franchise. So, you know, I'm always open to everything, but it's highly unlikely. I know that Bravo for really crosses over. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to get Andy to come up with the plan.
Well, here's what I know from doing radio. Sean, this is what I know from doing radio and Leah, that if we start like the little buzz, Sean, get on Twitter, start the buzz, hashtag, tweet Leah Black, tweet Andy, tweet Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think, Leah, you should be the first housewife of the whole of this wonderful enterprise that is the first one that transitions from one house to another and be on the show. I think that would be the hottest thing for you.
Well, listen, with those women, they play to win. With those diamonds and those mansions, I'd have to step up like wouldn't I?
Oh, whatever.
Yes.
Your house is
on the top. We'll have to talk to Bravo TV about that.
Let's tweet it.
I think Bravo TV and Andy make some
decisions. Sean Scott, start tweeting after the show. What's your second question for Leah?
All over it. Okay, Leah Black, what is the biggest white lie you have ever told?
The biggest white lie I've ever told, the biggest ones are, they're really always the same. I always have a reason not to go somewhere and excuse not to.
Same here.
I really kind of just love homebody with my four dogs and my kids, and I go only kind of to the things I really, really want to go to or I'm obligated to go to. But I'm not one of those people that goes to the opening of every envelope to get your picture taken. So I would say my white lies are usually revolved around I can't go because.
Oh, I'm all about that white lie.
Shame on me.
Yeah. Okay, so what is one piece of advice for anyone starting any kind of a business? Because you know you have so many product lines, you're the expert in starting businesses and branding.
You know, I started my first business when I was literally still in school. I was like 19, and I danced for Fred Astaire, and I had a modeling agency, and I've had my skincare, and I've done HSN, and you know, I've done so much of it. And I think probably would be you really just can't give up. I mean, you just have to be committed to the point of no return. Because I could tell you there are so many times that I just almost said, I can't do this anymore, and I kept doing it, and somehow, some way, something would land on me that would make it happen and carry me over to the next month. I mean,
absolutely.
I remember in businesses when, you know, when you're trying to make payroll. I mean, it's starting a business.
Yeah.
But you just can't get up.
I love be committed to the point of no return, Leah Black. That's a good quote.
Absolutely. And you know
you
what?
Know what it is.
Go ahead.
What is it?
I think that for every 10 no's, there's one yes, and that can get people down and out of the door of starting their own business so quick. And the people who can understand that, those are the people that really succeed, I think. You have to be able to take no and power through and know that, yes, I just got 10 no's, but the yes will be just right over this next little hump, you know? That'll get
you. You're 100% right. I mean, if you can't take rejection and you can't take no, and if you can't accept that, then really you really shouldn't be trying to really create or be your own business boss. You should just go to work for someone, because you can't, if you stop with the first no, I mean, how many times do you hear no before you hear yes? It's like endless. And I hear no every day. You know, even my husband will even still to this day say no. I'm like, haven't you gotten it after 20 years of marriage that I'm going to do this even if you think it's not going to work?
So that's right. You know what, though? Sometimes, you know what I've learned on Max and Friends over these 7 years? I've learned that there's a divine no, where sometimes we need to be told no so that when we get the yes, we feel so much more powerful and present in what we're supposed to do, right? So,
100%.
On that note, Miss Leah Black, we just love having you here, and the only thing that's against us right now is time, unless you get suddenyouth.com, because when you go to suddenyouth.com, time evaporates on your face.
Because that's exactly right. So, like, did you know I'm 95 years old looking 30? Isn't it amazing?
It's divine. But you know what I love is that I'm going to just run down these websites right now, because this is how you can become your own brand. Okay, everyone? So listen, there's LeahBlackBeauty.com, which is jewelry and skincare. SuddenYouth.com, which is skincare. LeahBlackHandbags.com, which are luxury handbags. The book is Red Carpets and White Lies. Then, of course, there's all the charity work that Leah does. And then there's the housewives. So speaking of housewives, everyone, tonight let's start the campaign to get Leah Black on yes. Housewives of Beverly Hills, right?
I agree. We're tweeting away.
We're going to work on that because that's we have to manifest things. We have to.
I'm manifesting.
We have to manifest. Wait till when Andy wakes up tomorrow and has 3 million tweets at yes. Andy and at right. Bravo TV, he's going to go, "Oh my God!"
Andy, just say yes. Make it happen. It'll be the first time that you've taken someone from one state and put them into another because they both had houses there. That's what's up. Well, Miss Leah Black, I love you so much for being here on Max and Friends. It's been so much fun. And I just have to tell you, thank you so much for letting me be part of your world on Leah Black Inc. and blog on your site. It's been a great joy.
Oh, I love your blog. You write the most interesting columns of the we get so many comments and likes on your blogs on Leah Black. It's LeahBlackInc.com. You got to just, if you don't look at anything else, look at the Matt Tucci column. It's enlightening. It's fun. You know, you're a great writer as well as a radio host, by the way. Maybe you should write a book. How's that?
Thanks. Well, you know, I'm in the process of one now, so, but we'll keep that for the next show. Leah Black, thank you so much for joining me, Leah Black, Miami, everyone on Twitter. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you guys. You're great. Thank you so much.
I'm going to talk to you after the show, okay, Leah, which is in just a little bit.
Just call me right back. I'll be at your beck and call, okay?
Have a beautiful night, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
All right, love your audience. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right, everyone. That was Leah Black. This is your host, Max Tucci. Ronnie, what is everybody listening to for the last 7 years here on LA Talk Radio?
Bye. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got a new segment to the show. Hit Sean Scott, please, and let him know what's going on Max and Friends.
It's Sean Scott straight up on Max and Friends. Max and Friends.
Oh my God, I never get sick of hearing that. I love that.
That should be your ringtone. Are you kidding?
It should be.
Well, here's the fun part. Amanda says hi. She's just tweeting. So, gotta put
hi,
that
Amanda.
Out.
Amanda's my best friend. I've known her since kindergarten. She's on Flagstaff, Arizona, listening, being my number one supporter.
All
next
right.
to my two friends right with me right now.
Hey, but, friends. This is turning into Max and Friends. This is good. All right. So, but we've got so many hot topics to talk about because then you're going to have your own guest on for the first time. Jackson yes. is going to join us. So right now, let's just talk about some hot topics. Hit it, Ronnie.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything, Sean Scott.
I will tell you everything. Okay, so first, we just have to – I cannot not talk about this. Bruce Jenner, Max, what did you think about this? I was literally in shock. Did you watch the interview?
This is what I think. I'm going to tell you. We got to do this quickly because this is a fire round hot topic. Because we
tell
want
me real
topic.
Quick.
All right. Bruce Jenner, I think that I really believe that the Mrs. Kardashian kept all of this in perfect alignment. She's a savvy businesswoman. I think they knew this was going to happen years ago. I think she said, wait, because America's not going to watch this happen. Let Kim make her money. Let Courtney make her money. Let the family make their money. And then you come out and do your thing.
But you think this is a business thing?
Come on. Mrs. Kardashian is a businesswoman who knows how to do things.
I never thought of it that way. Okay.
Well,
noted.
What happens? But don't you think that that's the case? Why all of a sudden? I just think that it was all manipulated. I think it was all planned. I think she knows exactly what she's doing. She runs the family and she told him probably, don't even think about it.
Oh, my God. I never thought of it this way. This is going to keep me up all night now. I'm going to be thinking, is Max right? I don't know. But I just – really, everything in that interview, I just loved. I was, like, in shock the whole time. I couldn't believe it was happening. You know when you know things are happening and then someone actually says it and it's confirmed and your jaw is just dropped and you're like, oh, my God, you know?
Okay.
It's just
well, listen,
really crazy.
You sent me a list. So, but what do you think about Bruce? And then we're going to –
You know what? I say go, Bruce. Do your thing. I'm feeling it. I'm all for it. You know, I was just really in shock because it's Bruce, like it's Bruce fucking Jenner, you know?
But here's what I think. Let me tell you what I think, okay? Because I just think this. I think that we're finally, like, getting to a place in America where, like, there's this equality thing happening where everybody – equality, marriage, and women should get paid more. There's, like, all this – there's this movement and this flow. And I think just, like you said, do your thing.
Do your
and
thing.
It doesn't shock me anymore when people come out. It doesn't shock me when men want to become women and women want to become men. Be who you are and just let yourself rise and the universe
Absolutely.
Will meet you.
Now, just do you.
Speaking of doing you, what's going on with Miss – because you sent me a great list and we're going to have to cut some things out. But what's going on with Oprah pulling Dr. Oz's radio show? Dr. Oz, come to LA Talk Radio.
Yeah. Okay, this is crazy. Dr. Oz – I don't have all the quotes laid out for you, but basically he's on a board with I forget whichever college, but the doctors are saying the advice that he's giving is not backed up by medical science, medical proof, whatever, and they want him off this board of doctors or whatever. And so, you know, everything, you know, word gets around, and now Oprah, who is, you know, who sponsors his talk show.
Allegedly.
This is all allegedly. Well, it's not allegedly her company sponsors his talk show, but the okay. Her company is pulling the Dr. Oz radio show because of all of this, you know, Dr. Oz not a real doctor or whatever. And I don't know if he's a real doctor. I take all of his advice. I love me some Dr. Oz, especially his weight loss tips. I'm all about it. But
okay, let me break
radio show's
down
being pulled. Yeah.
Whatever, because my grandmother, she's a yogi. She flies planes, 85 years old. She's amazing. She got sick in Canada once. She got on a four-wheeler and went to a vet. Okay, because she said if animals can't tell you where the pain is, I shouldn't have to either. And he cured her. So I think whatever works for you people, do your thing. I go to my acupuncturist, Dr. Rodney. He is my man. I love Dr. Rodney. I get acupuncture, B12, and just some sanity every time I go see him. He joins us on the show. He's on my latalkradio.com/max page. You can learn about him there, and you can kind of just get into the flow.
I love acupuncture. Tonight is all about just doing you, and whatever you want to do, you just do. Whether it's
okay.
making That's the big true. Switch or listening to a doctor on a radio show, no one gives a fuck. Just do you. This is America. This is 2015.
Leah Black did Leah Black, and look at all of the things that when you stay authentic to who you are, everything happens.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of beautiful moments, let's talk about, you know what? Sandra Bullock made the cover. What do you think? And let's just get over that real quick.
Well, first of all, I totally agree. I think she's the most beautiful woman on the planet. I was a little iffy about the picture they used on the cover of the magazine. There's a little hair going across her forehead. It looks like a worm. It needs to be photoshopped out. But I'm just obsessed with this. They asked her a question, kind of like what you asked Leah 20 years ago. What advice all would you give to
people? Get your people. Get whoever you need. Fix the cover. All right, here's the deal. I want to move on to your friend Jackson because we have like such a short time. So let's play my friend Sean Scott's funky little intro. And in the meantime, let's call up Jackson. If there's ringing on the phone, that's because we're live. And if you're tuning in, you're listening to Max and Friends, hit the fashion segment for Sean Scott and let's call up Jackson.
What makes you think I'm not interested in fashion?
You have no style or sense of fashion.
I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
Are we doing a before and after piece that I don't know about? Hey, Sean Scott. We are talking about fashion here tonight. We're going to get Jackson on the line. And now tell us about Jackson and how you met him and what you know about.
Absolutely. So Jackson David, I met Jackson David through another friend of mine. He is does consulting and fashion. So businesses go to him when they need advice starting up their companies. And so he has over 20 years of experience working with global brands like BCBG, Forever 21. And he's very, very knowledgeable in the fashion area. And I just wanted, you know, any listeners who are into starting their own kind of fashion line, I wanted them to hear what he had to say. We're giving him a call right now. Perfect.
I love the old school phone ring.
I feel like we're about to like prank someone.
We should.
We should.
Do that. I've always wanted to do that.
Hey, this is Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, welcome to Max and Friends. You know what? Let's play that intro again real quick. Fashion with Sean Scott on Max and Friends.
What makes you think I'm not interested in fashion?
You have no style or sense of fashion.
I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
Jackson, yes. I'm so glad you're here. We're running out of time, so we're going to make this real quick. I gave everyone a rundown of what you do, but just real quickly, go for it. Tell us what you do for fashion brands that are starting up. Jackson?
You there? Yeah, I'm here.
Jackson, give us a real quick rundown of what you do for clothing brands that are starting up.
Well, I've been in the industry about 20 years, and I lead HR and talent organizations for the industry. So finding the best people, hiring them, developing them, getting them on in the business, and helping them perform. That's pretty much sums it up.
Oh, perfect. I love it. Okay, so when fashion companies come to you asking for advice, what are like the three top pieces of advice you give to them?
Generally, it's about finding the right talent. I would say the first piece of advice is stay focused on what you want.
Okay.
Be linear in your approach to start out with. Second thing is, understand the industry and space out there. So that's our job to help do that.
Know your niche and know your market.
Yep, know your market. And then obviously you want to get down to it is to, if you land on somebody that you love, is do whatever you can to make it happen and romance them and make them feel that they are, extremely special, because generally they are.
Okay, I love it. I love it. So tell us I feel like the number one issue in starting a business is funding. Am I right? People are always looking for funding.
Generally, yes.
Generally. Okay, so what do you tell people when they say, I need money to start a business?
Well, there's many avenues to go. I think I would say to them, listen, there's a lot of money out there. You just got to be aggressive about going out and finding it. There's different ways to do it. You could do crowdfunding. You could, take a loan out. You could go to a VC firm or a private equity firm. But be prepared that you've got to be a little bit sharky about it and be extremely on your toes about your business. You've got to know the ins and outs of your business extremely well. And to be able to present your product, whatever it is, in a formidable way that gets their attention, because there's a lot of competition out there too.
I agree. In order to get that money, you have to know everything you talked about before. You have to know your brand. You have to know everything about your company, your market, your niche, all of that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, so what are some upcoming brands you're excited about? As part of your job, you should probably keep up with upcoming brands, no?
I do keep up with upcoming brands. I mean, both men's and women's. I mean, I would say there's a lot of interesting stuff going on out there. I mean, I think there's a lot of brands that are actually starting to kind of make a turnaround and getting interesting again also. So keep your eyes out for, the Dolce & Gabbana, the Marc Jacobs, obviously, Number 21, Christopher Kane. I like Paul Smith always, Theory always, as classic as it gets. And then, there's like Chris Van Ash, which I think is really interesting if you're into kind of casual wear. That's really cool.
Perfect.
I think that, there's a lot of cool stuff going on out there.
We'll definitely have to check all those brands out. I love it. Real quick, where can we find you if we need help starting up a business or need help with HR? Real quick.
Well, there's always LinkedIn. That's probably the best way to get me. You can find me by searching that under Jackson David. And then I do my best on Twitter, JacksonDavid_1, if you want to follow me there. I try to do at least 3 or 4 updates a week, keeping the content simple and short. But those are probably the two best places.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. I know we are a little short on time. We'll definitely have you back and do more in-depth questioning. Thank you so much, Jackson, and we will talk to you later.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Yes, look at you doing your thing on Max and Friends. What is everybody listening to, Ronnie? Yes, it is. This is Max and Friends, and this is your host, Max Tucci. I've got a fun new segment, Straight Up with Sean Scott. You did a great job tonight, Sean Scott.
Thank you.
Are you having fun? Now, how many times did I tell you, I never really told you no to come on the show, but how many times were you persistent to come and join me to do a segment here?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so embarrassing.
But look where it got you.
I'm a firm believer that persistence is key. You know, you keep trying and trying and trying.
It is. And you kept doing, and that's what we're doing here. Everyone, your life is big. Keep reaching. Sean Scott, I'm going to talk to you after the show. I got to call Leah, then I'm going to call you, and then we're going to have some fun after the show. We're going to have to do like Max and Friends after the show with you.
Ooh, after show. I like it.
After show. Hey, Sam, LA Talk Radio, hit us up. No, I'm kidding. Sam, I'm going to talk to you later because I want to be on your show. But 7 years, everybody, from To The Max to Max and Friends, here we are. The reason why is because I always say and I strongly believe that where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. Be authentic to who you are. Love yourself for who you are. Tell yourself, yes, this is true. I am me. I am me. And I'm supposed to be here on Max and Friends. So, and now Sean Scott's going to join us. You're going to be with us like a couple times during the months, right?
Absolutely. And congratulations on 7 years. That is a huge deal. That is a BFD. Congratulations. I'm golf Thank clapping you. For you right now.
As am I. And I hear your friends laughing. Hi, friends. Oh, my God. You know, it's so funny. I get like these accents all of a sudden. I'm like, hi, friends. And I sounded earlier Wendy Williams and this and that. But we were all – let's just chat for a minute. Ronnie, give me this. Give me just one more minute. Now, Sean, let's just jibber-jabber. So this morning I had an amazing brunch with Big Ange, right?
Ooh, okay.
And love Big Ange. The best. She's blonde. She's amazing. There's a million things going on in her life. She's going to come on the show. We're going to have her on. She's the best. Okay. Well, so then from Big Ange, I went to my friend Shaquita. And then from Shaquita, we went like all over the place. We had like the most craziest perfect day today. And I like – all these different characters that are inside my head, like, started speaking.
You're like Nicki Minaj. You have, like, Roman. Yes. You have, like, your Sasha Fierce.
Well, I do, and I think, like, that's what makes everything so much fun is just by, like, allowing our inner voices to speak.
I love it. I'm all about it.
I love that we just got a tweet from Meganella that says, awesome show as always. So glad I came back today. Meganella, we love you. Thank you so much. I love you because I know how many times you retweeted and tweeted and retweeted for me for Max and Friends. Honestly, I'm so grateful. To run through the list, did you lose me? Am I back? Sean, do you hear me?
I hear you.
I'm back. Okay, we're back. They're cutting us off. That's what it's all about. They're like, you all got to go. Wrap up. All right. Speaking of wrapping it up, I wish you all, yeah, people, wrap it up. Be safe. Love one another. Let love be your way. Take life to the max. Before I sign off, thank you seriously for all of you who tune in, who go to the archives on latalkradio.com/max, 7 years of shows, to all of the everyday people that I have on the show, to the celebrities, to the newsmakers, to everyone. This show has become like an amazing bridge for me because from radio I've gone into television, Max and Friends on the radio, and then I on the People with Max Tucci on television. So there's always – the universe will rise up to meet you is what I'm saying. So just be authentic to who you are, love what you do, and let really just inspiration guide you. Let love be your way without sounding too cheesy. Take life to the max. Sean, have a great week. I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Perfect. I'll see you later, Max. Have a good one.
I'm going to call you in a minute. And okay. Then, everyone, seriously, seriously is my word tonight because I'm like lost for words of the gratitude. No experience is ever wasted. Everything has meaning. Take life to the max. I love you all. Namaste. Om Shanti. Good night and good karma. And take this week to the max. Tomorrow's a full moon, so celebrate it like I celebrate each and every one of you. I love you and I thank you. Stay tuned because next Sunday we're going to have some fun. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends, 7th year on LA Talk Radio. Good night and good karma.